Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Have You Noticed? Well, let's go. Yeah everyone, I don't know if you noticed, but there's other bullshit happening around the country besides that shit in LA. Yeah, there's also riots over there in New York and Chicago, pretty much everywhere because of bullshit that people hate Trump because orange man bad. Yeah, even though people like eating Cheetos, but I guess they don't like that kind of Cheetos, right? Well, let's see what's around this bullshit, right? We'll see this stripper chick some other time, I guess. Yeah, check this out. This is happening beside the LA riots 2.0 or whatever .0 it is. Yes, it says, cancel this post. Amber alert, missing child. And its name is Nola Dinkins. Dinkins? Like Dinkus? Huh. And he's 3 years old. Okay, the little tyke is 3 feet and he weighs 25 pounds. Black hair and a bun. That's gay. Don't give boys buns. Yeah, I think they're very homosexual, but that's my opinion. And was wearing a white t-shirt and black leggings. Is this a boy or a little girl? Let's carry on, because I don't know. Says, this precious angel was taken by a white male in his 40s. Huh, okay. So it doesn't matter if you're black or white, just like Michael Jackson said? He was described as being bald and was wearing a black hoodie, gray basketball shorts, and used a handgun in his crime. Yeah, well, this guy should have not been able to do this if the parents were around, don't you think? Just saying. There was a blonde white female in a dark-colored Ford or Chevy SUV with rust or dirt on the vehicle. Okay, but again, how did they get a procurement of this child? Where are the parents? Or who's in charge of this child? I'd like to know. But I guess the world may never know. This baby is listed missing in the Newcastle County DE, I'm guessing it's Delaware, Police Department. If you have any information about this incident, please contact them at 302-395-8172. Yeah, you should, if you know where this kid is, people should say. But, you know, hopefully this kid's doing well. Hopefully. Update, June 11th of 2025 at 11:26 a.m. The Amber Alert for Nola Dinkins has been canceled. Okay, law enforcement has started. The original report by the child's family was false, and now a homicide investigation is underway by the Maryland State Police. Oh, damn, that's fucked up. So what, the parents did this? Holy shit, man, that's really messed up. How the hell can you do that? It's one thing, you know, hurting somebody, but a kid, and especially your own flesh and blood, this is some kind of special, low-class type of turd. Hopefully they find justice for this child, but who knows, man. Well, moving on. Yeah, check it out. We have these people that are in the military and they say things like this. U.S. military member joined the anti-ICE protest in Dallas, Texas, and speaks out against Trump deploying Marines to Los Angeles. What the fuck? That's not up to you. Are you commander-in-chief? No, you're just some random bitch in the military. Just saying. We serve the people of the United States. The Constitution. These constitutional rights are being stripped and just denied, and the military will not be pawns to that. Oh, you're fucking stupid. Don't you know you become government property when you join the military? Oh yes, don't you ask people to get a bunch of tattoos or if they get a sunburn? What happens? Yeah, they get busted for destroying government property. So this chick is stupid. That just shows you that we need to get rid of the 19th Amendment. Yeah, women shouldn't have rights, none, but that's just me, right? Who else is with me? Yay? Nay? Whatever, I guess. But that's okay. Look at this right here about the LA riots and all that good stuff. They're finally now that has been funded by your tax dollars. Yes! Wow, yay! It looks like someone's gonna do something about it. It looks like it, but who knows? Let's see if these people are just weak-willed bitches and they're going to let the status quo continue, or are they actually going to have the testicular fortitude and let the hammer fall? I don't know. Let's see what they say.
Cases of men and women doing destruction, but is there any other evidence about anarchists or people that are coming in here with organized intentions?
I'm limited in what I can respond to that only because there's ongoing cases, but I can assure you that all of us up here are looking to see if there is a conspiracy of some kind, organization. There is some evidence we've seen.
Hey, this guy with the mustache kind of reminds me of the guy from American Me. Look at me, little puppet. Oh, fuck yeah.
That I don't want to share it this time, and it's not because I don't want to talk to you about it. It's because we're focused on arresting those individuals involved and bringing the best cases forward.
Yes, I do hope you send these people to jail. These people deserve to go to prison. So yeah, investigate them all. So I've been saying, investigate everybody. Gavin Newsom, that Karen Bass, all the people in between, here and there and everywhere. Because all this shit's corrupt from the roots up. But that's just my opinion. What do you guys think? Let me know.
Some of them may be to the district attorney, but highly likely to the U.S. attorney, where we're working with some of our federal partners to look at that angle of exactly what you're asking for.
Yeah, so stupid. All these people are crying and that all these immigrants are getting deported. And these are supposed to be hardworking individuals. No, it's not. The people that are getting deported, all the evil thugs, they're killing people, they're murdering people, and all kinds of crazy stuff. But no, all these dumbasses are trying to keep these people here because they don't know any better. They're useful idiots. But yeah, here's another clip and showing you all the different things coming in here. Enjoy the diversity, right?
Illegal immigrant in upstate New York has been arrested in the rape of a 15-year-old girl
accused of raping a 5-year-old girl.
Yeah, dumbasses, you get all these people from different countries, you're gonna get their culture. Yeah, you're gonna get some shit that's not compatible with you, so enjoy. Enjoy every bit of this because this is what you voted for. Haha. No, it's not cool.
Girl. An undocumented immigrant pleading guilty to a deadly stabbing in Troy.
Two undocumented migrants accused of sex trafficking a 15-year-old girl.
Oh yeah, incidentally, in California, they made a law where it's okay to smash 16 and 17-year-old chicks for money. Yeah, ain't that cool? Yeah, I love LA.
The two suspects, who authorities say are both in the country illegally, are facing charges of murder as well as gang assault.
New York.
Yeah, you look like a girl in a pretzel store. Huh? What do you mean? Because you're gonna get assaulted. Dun, 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 dun.
Currently spending $2 billion to deal with the border crisis, of course, because this is a sanctuary city, and they flow in.
And in Chicago, they so far have spent $300 million.
You're dumb. Paying for these dumb creatures to be here? What is wrong with you? Just saying.
Since 2023, on migrants.
Is Chicago a sanctuary city?
A 40-year policy of being a welcoming city.
You're the mayor. You don't have the math in front of you.
It's the last
right,
4 years.
That's why you're a failing mayor.
Yeah, it looks to me these guys don't want to fix anything because they're benefiting from the destruction. Yeah, you ever thought of that? Yeah, these people are letting all these people come into your country, into your cities, and they're giving them all these free cash and prizes. Why? I wonder.
You're providing an enormous amount of aid to illegal aliens, aiding and abetting criminals who have come into our country
Yes, instead of promoting family unity, they want to promote immigration. I wonder why. I'd rather have a wife and kid that love me instead of having Paco or God knows who trying to fuck shit up. Yeah, don't you want to have this in your life? But you'd rather have a Conchita and Juanita and Pablo and all that shit fucking up your shit? Yeah, a lot of these people are not the ones that are doing the stuff, but you got the criminal element, so they're disguising as immigrants, so what are you gonna do?
Why are you letting rapists back out on the streets of Boston?
That is not true. That is not what's happening in Boston.
So you guys just snagged a previously deported, convicted child rapist. Is that unusual out here?
Not in Massachusetts. It's not unusual.
Let's move to Massachusetts. Sounds like fun, right?
Look, I'm going to do everything that I can to protect our undocumented immigrants. They're residents of our state.
We say you are welcome here. You're welcome with open arms.
Yeah, check this chick out. She says she's going to welcome you with open arms and open cheeks. So there you go. Enjoy.
We'll work to keep you safe.
As long as I am governor of Minnesota, we will welcome immigrants with gratitude for their contributions.
Yeah, what did this dude do when there was rights in his state? Nothing. And that's what Gavin Newsom is going to do to California. Take the same shit with this to do it in his state into California. So, no. Yeah, these Democrats can do shit right. And now Gavin Newsom is trying to sue Trump because he doesn't like the military in there? Oh, you're insane, dude. You're not going to be president. No way. People are seeing the abortion that you're doing. So, I hope people arrest you and send your ass to prison. Yeah, because you like sending other people to prison. Now it's your turn. Just saying.
To our community. This young man was killed by an illegal immigrant in Texas that never should have been in our country.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that people shouldn't be doing, but here we are, right? What are we going to do about it? I say nothing, huh?
And Riley, Ruby Garcia, Rachel Morin, George Lanungare, the woman set on fire in New York subway, and other crimes that would not have taken the lives of these people.
You know, we wouldn't have these kind of freaks here in this country if we actually have people that can do their job properly. Yes, why can't we hire people that actually could do the job instead of doing their dumbass shit? But I don't know. People are losers, but that's what we get to work with, huh? Cavalier people suck.
Those people were not here illegally.
These policies only create sanctuary for criminals at the expense of the American people.
Yeah, let this sink in into your brain. Yeah, the whole country's going to hell. What are you going to do about it? You think the politicians are going to do anything about it? Most likely not, but this is the world that we live in. Yes, yes. What's going to happen? I don't know. ... right? Yeah, and this is for the guys that want to have a girlfriend. Now you're wondering why you don't have a girlfriend? It's probably because of this. Yeah, she's having fun with Paco. Yes, I know I'm throwing my people under the bus, but I don't like this either. So, fuck you, right? Where's Mama Gilbert? Sorry, Artie. Mama's not coming home. She's gonzo.
Our state law does not allow for our state police to be involved in those situations. We're not going to allow this mass deportation.
Gee, I don't know. Maybe people should start asking questions. Why not? Why are you allowing these? Yeah, governors are supposed to be civil servants. So shouldn't you be able to ask them all these questions? Yeah, we're supposed to be able to have the power of voting, but this just shows you that voting is bullshit. Huh? So what are you going to do? I don't know.
We also have a law in the books in Illinois that says that our local law enforcement will stand up for those law-abiding, undocumented people in our state.
Yeah, we're going to help people that just came into the country. We're not going to help people that are born here. They're already here forever and ever. They don't deserve money. Yeah, these are going to our fellow immigrants, even though they're from another part of the world. They get all the cash of prizes and no suit for you.
We're doing the right thing. And we're not going to help federal officials just drag them away because somebody pointed at them.
We got ourselves in this mess because we weren't bold enough to stand up and say, you damn right we're proud of these policies. We're going to put...
Yeah, he's saying he's proud of these policies. But when they fail, oh, they're going to just try to walk away and blame it on someone else. Just wait and see.
And we're going to execute them.
Yeah, these assholes always keep us in a hostage mode with fear. Yeah, don't fall for these guys' crap. They're just trying to usurp power from you. Yeah, these people are just insane, in my opinion. You know, people should stand up to this shit, because if not, little by little, everything starts to erode away. They start taking pieces of you. And that's what you want from you? Yeah, you being there from a little simian to this. Yeah, don't become the giving tree where they leave you as a tree stump. Yeah, they're gonna take everything they can from you and they leave nothing behind. Don't be like this. Yes, be a strong, productive human being because the government does not give a shit about you. Just saying. So take care of yourself and each other and make as much money as you can. Goodbye. Yeah, man, being a drone is not a good thing. Just saying. well, really, laters.
Mm-hmm.